Thank you for being here. I'm very proud to introduce from Washington, D.C., Dirty Kitchen.
Yeah, give it up.
Thank you, folks. A bunch of beautiful people out here today. Hey, Ron. We need some more guitar on the line. Can we get some more guitar up in the monitor here? I lost it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, here we come.
Drop in my eye. Oh, love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sofroni left me so lonely, and now there's two drop in my eye. Blows his bugle, I'll be loving that sweet girl. She means more to me than the whole wide world. Well, I used to be a killer with the women on me, oh my. Now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye. Oh,
love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sofroni left me so lonely. And now there's a teardrop in my eye.
Monitor up here would be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
thank you so much.
That's Mike Munford on the banjo, y'all.
You're hearing Dirty Kitchen on KVNF Live. Peter Rowan will be coming up in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, we are Dirty Kitchen minus Frank Sullivan. We're thinking about him tonight and dedicating this set out to him and his mom. So we're going to do some stuff we normally don't get to do. Specifically a lot of old-style bluegrass kind of stuff. Some numbers we ripped off of some of our favorite bands and some other things like that last number. We're going to continue on with a Paul Simon song that was written by him, but our version comes from J.D. Crowe in the New South. And it's called The Leaves of the Green.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she fainted in the night. Like a poem I meant to write, and the leaves that are green turn to brown. And they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand.
Just told that there's a kids parade. Can you believe that? It's over here to my left. You're right. So any of these youngins and their youngins at heart can go over and join that. We're going to do another number kind of like that last one, a little bit slower, but it's a Gram Parsons tune called Sin City.
This old with sin, it'll swallow you in if you've got some money to burn. Take it home right away. You've got 3 years to pay, but Satan is waiting his turn. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. Seems like this whole town's insane. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated door won't keep out the Lord's burning rain. Trusted his crown.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Ron, we got a little guitar number. Could you? Hate to say it, but a little more guitar monitor if we can, if it's not going to bleed.
From Renton, Washington, way up there in Seattle, parts of Seattle. We say, yeah, he's from Renton, Washington. Now he's Renton in Washington, D.C., so it's a whole other thing, and he's not liking that at all, but man, we're sure glad to have him with us anywhere we're out to pick, and this is Chris Luquette, everybody. Hey, nice to see you.
Casey Jones, he was a mighty man, but now he's rested in the promised land. The only kind of music he could understand was the big eight wheeler under his command. Made the train, train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Let's hear that banjo. woke up the people all along the line. Oh Lord, how the maker make the whistle whine. Said to the brakeman, better hold your seat and make this rap to do the boogie beat. He did the freight train boogie all the time. He did the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. Roll it, Casey. That fireman started ringing the bell. Everybody on the line could tell the Casey Jones was a coming to town on the big eight wheeler that was burning the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Was a mighty man, but now he's resting in the promised land. The only kind of music he could understand was a big eight wheel under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He did the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He did the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line.
Alaska, he even lived in your great state over in Lyons. That's Dan Booth on the bass.
Thank you kindly. I used to play in a great band out here in Colorado named Spring Creek. I don't know, you may have heard of them. Really great back to be here in the great state of Colorado. I can smell the love in the air. All right. We're going to do an old Crosby, Stills, and Nash tune that we took from a great bluegrass band. We won't tell you who. All right.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby. Only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello, they are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four, each other. Send my stairway. Something certain to tell you, confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she's lost and choking on hello. Thank you.
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we love that song. We love the J.D. Bluegrass version. We love the Crosby, Stills, Nash. Man, that's cool. Such a great song. We're going to do a... Well, we thought it was fitting that since we're coming to this area, we played in Santa Fe, New Mexico the other night. It was perfect. We thought we'd do an instrumental tune about burritos. And it's called The Hot Burrito Breakdown, and it features the one, the only... You've got to accept no substitute when it comes to this kind of banjo picking. And he is the banjo player of the year, the international banjo player of the year from Baltimore, Maryland. That's Michael Munford on the banjo.
Oh, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. No way. There's no way. Thank you so much. So great to be here. So great to be back in Colorado again. I'll tell you, since they passed those historic new laws here, everybody seems a whole lot happier. I'll tell you, I love being able to make right turns on red. I think that's great. I'm glad you finally passed that law. That was a good one. But anyhow.
Right turns on red.
Yeah, right turns on red. Finally, we were doing that all along. But yeah, we're going to do this tune here from the Country Gazette by way of Alan Mundy and Byron Berline, that fine band back in the 70s. The Hot Burrito Breakdown. Here we go.
Well, it's really good to be back here in the state of Colorado. We live in the big metropolis that is known as Washington, D.C. And I got to say, the traffic is the worst in anywhere out there. Yeah, it's pretty bad up here on Main Street, though. No.
2 minutes to get through there, I must say.
Yeah. So this is one that... is written by a country boy who moved to the city, and that's why I'm singing this song. It's called Loneliness and Desperation.
Yeah, this is a Del McCurry song. I heard there's a guy named Dale McCurry around here, so don't get those two confused.
Coffee, who's cigarettes to smoke, a dirty two-room walking flat's a long way from my home. Well, life in the city just ain't what I thought it would be. Loneliness and desperation are closing in on me. Loneliness and desperation are closing in on me. About the things I left back home, a healing country sunshine and a woman singing song. Well, then I turned back to the bottle, I turned back to the pain, and every night I'll kneel and pray I'll see her face again. Every night I'll kneel and pray I'll see her face again. Says there's 20 miles to go, just as well 10,000 through this freezing rain and snow. Oh. Well, but that's not gonna stop me, I know just where I'm bound. Yeah. And if you ever look for me, you know where I'll be found.
Ever look for me, and over I'll be found. Yeah. Thank you, Dale McCurry.
All right. Not so soon.
Yeah. Now here's a tune that's it's been one of my personal favorites, and I really love this piece of music. Came from the Burrito Brothers, by way of J.D. Crowe and the New South, back in their classic era, back in the early to mid-70s. And we're going to send this out to the memory of Loreen Sullivan, God's Own Singer.
And then some other matter for that.
Back chair and a table where he sits when he's able to walk over from a bed of misery to record from his thoughts on a worn out tablecloth where he'd been while his mind rests sleeplessly. Body's bent with age, you know he's still out on that stage, entertaining all his friends that pause to greet him at the door. 49 years out on the road, many nights he'd save the soul. Now he sits and waits to claim his own reward. God's own singer of songs is going home. Though he's poor, might be the richest one you've known. And through his pain and misery, wash his soul and cleanse him clean. God's own singer of songs is going home. One you know.
God's own singer of songs is going home. God's own singer of songs is going home.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got some great. We worked out. We were worried. We were driving all the way out. We had 2.5 days to drive all the way from Washington, D.C. out to New Mexico. And we were like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And wouldn't you know that there's just a lot of stuff we wanted to do. So here comes another one. This is a really funny little pick and number called Plastic Banana.
By David Nickturn.
What's that?
David Nickturn.
David Nickturn wrote this, and then Tony Rice did it, and now we've done it. All right, he's got a tune, so I'm going to tell you that we got some merchandise over there at the, is it KVNF? Did I get it right? KVNF booth. We've got a brand new Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen album. Hasn't even come out yet. It's coming out August 12th. And we've got copies here for you tonight. And that's over there. We got one, it's a hot commodity. It might not even be there anymore. One copy left of the Patuxent Banjo Project that tune Hot Burrito Breakdown is on. Munford's on there with a great kick band on there, and that's something. I got a couple of albums I made with a band out in Seattle, so if you can actually stomach this guitar picking, you can hear a bunch more of that on those albums. And you can help feed us, too, by buying those. So anyway, that's all over there, so come over there. We'll be over there intermittently, and then we haven't had our fill of picking yet, so we're going to hang out with Peter Rowan. I can confirm he is in the town. We don't know yet where in town, but he's here. So stick around for that. Yeah, so here comes Plastic Banana. I kid you not, Plastic Banana. Thank you.
Thank you. Wasn't that a pretty sounding plastic banana?
Delicious. Somehow?
Yeah. All right, we got time for a couple more here before the next intermission. Again, check out all these vendors and stuff. A lot of cool stuff happening. And of course, our merch table. We're going to do another trio singing number here that comes from the New South and other bluegrass bands. If you like your bluegrass, Flat and Scruggs, thank you very much. So many bands have done this. If you like your bluegrass, you know, moderately spicy with two chords, this is for you.
No. Cool. That's Michael Munford, the Banjo Player of the Year, playing for you tonight all the way out here in Colorado. Danny Booth on the bass tonight would make him feel good. I'm Chris. I'm from Seattle, Washington. We got CDs, and then we're going to come back up here in a few minutes. We'll play one more, and then we'll pick with you know who. So thank you. This is beautiful. Thanks to Rob Miller, our agent and the guy kind of behind this thing, and of course, the town of Ridgeway. Thanks for letting us party, y'all. Thank you. I shouldn't say y'all. I have no legal position to say that, being from Seattle. So thank you, Ridgeway, you all, for being here. It's a pleasure.
It's the bluegrass accent. All right. This is for you diehard bluegrass fans out there.
Little Maggie. Everybody, stick around for Peter Rowan. We'll see you.
All right, a wonderful, wonderful set by Dirty Kitchen. You're listening to KVNF 90.9 Paonia, KVMT 89.1 Montrose. We're on the web at kvnf.org. Dirty Kitchen from Washington, D.C., minus their band leader. Sadly, Mr. Frank Sullivan could not be with us tonight. His mother passed away a couple of days ago, and he's back spending time with his family. So our thoughts and condolences go out to the Frank Sullivan family, but we're sure happy that Dirty Kitchen was able to make it to this live show in Ridgeway, Colorado.